Some educated guesses about farmland and machinery cost trends ahead on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Unless your farm caters to agro-tourists, you should be careful about hosting visitors who are not used to being around livestock or machinery. It poses a safety risk to them and a liability issue for you if your insurance doesn't cover persons outside of the farming operation. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com.
Here's where we're at. We got 440 corn and a cost structure that sort of doesn't support that. So there's this cost price squeeze there.
That's University of Illinois Extension Farm Management Specialist Gary Schnittke at the recent Purdue University Top Farmer Conference. When averaged over time, farmers tend not to make much of a profit, even in the best years, says Schnittke, when farmers could squeeze out an average $100 per acre profit.
Running farmland worked really well when the $100 return was less impacted by inflation that has occurred today. Owned land is more important today than it was back in 1990 as far as your financial stability.
Schnittke says the most profitable farming operations seem to be the ones who work harder to control costs.
The same farmers that have high nitrogen costs also have high pesticide costs and more tillage practices. The thing that we take away from that is that low cost here, keeping those costs low in all those categories, are important.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.